Players in the NFL say you never stop playing football. Football stops playing you. And for many players, retirement is an incredibly difficult transition. Very few get to go on to high-profile careers in television like Terry Bradshaw or politics like the late Jack Kemp. So the NFL has started helping its athletes envision new careers by holding three-day boot camps in fields like music and sports broadcasting. The former players are introduced to executives and taught the basics of everything from negotiating recording deals to the art of play-by-play. This year, the NFL added a new boot camp that teaches players about working in Hollywood. NPR's Netta Ulaby attended the first NFL Pro Hollywood boot camp on a Studio City backlot in California.
Movie sets are usually sort of surreal, all that make-believe wrapped in the mechanics of a high-stakes industry. But this set is even weirder. It was built for westerns, with an old-timey saloon and hitching posts. Right now it's overrun by football players, dressed as cowboys or working as crew.
So Jackson, you're on the boom.
Star running back Steven Jackson of the St. Louis Rams is operating a boom microphone, while defensive end Calais Campbell is learning to work the slate board that gets clapped before the camera at the start of every scene.
That's what I push.
Do Delta, take one.
And then just push it.
And then you just press it.
Right there, okay.
Okay, that's it.
The players are making their own short movie, it's a little strange, about a couple who accidentally travels back in time to the Wild West.
1895? How did we get here?
I don't know, but we gotta get out of here.
To play the town sheriff, Philadelphia Eagle center John Dornbus is dooted up in a dusty brown cowboy hat, brocade vest, and silver star.
I tried to bring in the Gene Hackman influence, you know, from Quick and the Dead.
These guys love movies. Over 150 of them competed for 20 slots at the NFL Hollywood Boot Camp by writing essays about their favorite films. And they're completely starstruck by the directors working with them. Yesterday, Robert Townsend, who wrote and directed Hollywood Shuffle. Today, Roger Bob, who regularly directs for Tyler Perry, one of the biggest names in black entertainment.
Feed him a line, Hal. Okay, here we go.
Quiet on set.
This is from Hal and action.
Bob says the football players, with their relentless work ethic and easy charisma, are naturals. He is especially taken with Ovi McGully, a former fullback whose dimples are more of an asset on camera than on the field.
Now I'm definitely going to use him in my next film.
That's the man right there, the next Denzel. Denzel better watch out. Ovi's coming.
For his part, McGully says acting is a total 180 from the NFL.
We usually hide our emotions. They're pretty stone-faced. We're told never too low, never too high by our coaches, but you know, a lot of guys, that muscle's never exercised. It's never worked.
McGully is more than muscles. He does not define himself by being an athlete. He's deeply involved in causes like the environment and education, and he's already balancing multiple careers.
You know, everything from philanthropist to businessman. I've always wanted to do more than just football, so.
Movie star fits nicely on the resume, too. Lineman Karan Riley has acted in two real movies so far. He wanted to bring the same discipline to acting that he did to sports.
I've been working really hard at earning my respect amongst other actors that have been doing the craft for much longer than me, and that was my first goal, gain their respect and let them know that I respect the craft and I've been working at it.
After leaving the NFL, players sometimes find themselves at a loss. What do you do when you're only in your 20s or 30s and you're done with one of the most lucrative, exciting jobs imaginable? Troy Vincent's a former player who now works in NFL management. He oversees boot camps like this one. Vincent says it's a myth that players often suffer financial hardships after retiring, but he says it's good for the NFL to help them find new careers.
Instead of the abrupt departure, we want you to at least have a minimum of some experience and the networking in an area that interests you the most.
To be honest, football stars already have an in. Movie industry players like hanging out with football stars. But at this boot camp, Karan Riley's networking with a former linebacker. John Alston left the NFL after suffering 4 concussions in a year. Riley's impressed by the Hollywood success Alston's already found.
He already has his own production company. He's already finished a movie.
Loving the business right now. Loving the business.
John Henry Alston is taking the boot camp, although he just finished shooting an artsy crime thriller he wrote and directed. On the other end of the experience spectrum, DeBrickashaw Ferguson of the New York Jets.
I didn't really know about producing and directing.
Ferguson's feeling a little overwhelmed. He's sitting on the saloon steps with a film student from Cal State Northridge who's here helping out.
Yeah, no, don't worry. When I first got into the film program, I didn't even know where a director of photography was.
Yeah.
It's okay, we all learn.
The student, 24-year-old Tara Pratis, comes from Thailand. She doesn't know anything about American football, so she's not intimidated by these NFL stars. But she does think they have a future in film.
If they want to be a camera operator, they definitely all have the bodies for that. Because they have to carry, you know, a lot of equipment.
That's not what these guys want to do. But most of them, like Steven Jackson and Calais Campbell, are not interested in becoming movie stars.
I would actually prefer to be behind the scenes.
I want to write and I want to direct.
And even though DeBrickashaw Ferguson had never heard of cinematography before this boot camp, he's now intrigued by it as a future career.
You're creating the look. I'm a very visual person. I can accept what the director is telling me and apply it to the world of art, you know, light, of shades, of color.
These guys are team players, expert at making something succeed without making it all about them. And they're fascinated by the structural differences between the NFL and the movie industry.
Their product doesn't even have to be good, and they'll still get all their money.
That's former Packer star Amon Green during a lunch break.
You know, Will Smith could sign on for $20 million just to do the movie, and it could be a bomb in the box office. He got his $20 million. Us, we get hurt or something come happen. That's it. I mean, whatever our signing bonus was, that's all we'll see.
Amon Green's last signing bonus was for $5 million. Now he's done playing football. He wants to write screenplays. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.